A government review has found years of ineffective monitoring at the Transport Agency led to road safety regulation failings. The review was set out by the Transport Minister last year after RNZ reported failures by the agency to clamp down on companies issuing warrants of fitness to vehicles that did not reach the standard. In one case, one motorist died when a faulty seatbelt failed in an accident after the car was given a warrant of fitness. The review report lists at least 10 reasons for the failings, including the agency being focused on customer service at the expense of its policing functions. RNZ reporter Phil Pennington, who has covered so much of this, is at Parliament, where the Minister Phil Twyford has just released the review report. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
First, could you just remind us of the extent of what was uncovered about the failings?
Well, it has gone on for some time. This has been a saga. We go back to truck failings in the way that trucks were being, the engineers were checking that trucks were safe, and we discovered that back at the start of 2018. We reported on that, and then that really just snowballed until by the end of the year we were hearing about massive failures in terms of checking on cars and their warrants of fitness. And in October, the Transport Agency came out really with a mea culpa and said that they had not been fulfilling their regulatory duties as they should have been. So it goes well back. But what these reviews show is that it extends right back to when the NZTA was first set up over 10 years ago.
And we are talking about not just isolated cases with individual cars or trucks. We are talking about actual warrants of fitness providers routinely not doing what they ought to have been doing.
Yeah, we are talking about that, and that the eye was off the ball with that with the NZTA, that they didn't have an audit function. They only had one auditor who was looking after the truck engineers certifiers, for instance, to cover the whole country. They weren't. They didn't have the muscle, they didn't have the grunt to do that. And so garages were getting away with issuing warrants when they shouldn't have, and we've seen that. We've had scores of garages now that have been put on notice, suspended or revoked. We've had engineers who've been told that they had to stop doing that function, and that's created something of a crisis, and a crisis of confidence. And that's what the government, Phil Twyford, today in his office, he's been very clear to say that what he's trying to address is the crisis in confidence. And he relates this all back, actually, to the death that you mentioned of William Ball in Dargaville, and that was to do with a car where the seatbelt hadn't been checked properly. He was a passenger in that car and he died. And that was the way that Phil Twyford has introduced his statements about reviews that were released today. And there are two of them. There's a review not only of NZTA and its regulatory failings, which we already knew quite a bit about, but also about the Ministry of Transport's role in failing to monitor the NZTA. And that finds that there's been a light-handed, not fit-for-purpose monitoring and policing of NZTA by the Ministry prior to 2017, for that decade prior to 2017, and that basically the Ministry's eye was off the ball as well.
So what is he proposing now happens?
Well, just before we get to the actual things they're proposing, to cover what the reviews are finding, you're seeing what they're talking about NZTA itself. There are words like conflict of interest, that it was split in its function between building roads and keeping roads safe. And basically it put the focus and the emphasis on that first thing of building the roads. And this meant that the review found that the regulatory failings, the function of keeping us safe on the roads to do with warrants of fitness, to do with certifications of trucks, that was being diluted. It was not in a very good space to exercise that. We see in the report it talks about a weak function, about the splitting of the function. I must say, Phil Twyford, I've just asked him whether the review looked at or the government has considered splitting NZTA into two parts, with one of which would build roads and the other which would keep them safe, if you like. And I had heard that that was something that was suggested early on might happen, and he has said that they have not looked at it. But they do have a whole list of other recommendations here that they say they're going to be following. But they have a lot of ground to make up here. The reviews make clear that it's 10 years, a 10-year legacy here of weakness and regulatory failing, not just at NZTA, but also at the Ministry of Transport.
So what else has he committed to? There's a lot of new staff to be hired straight off.
Yeah, so the minister said that what he's addressing, he's called it a massive failure. He is relating it back to the mess from the last government. He says this is a classic case of light-handed regulation that has gone wrong. So what he is saying, that has resulted in a lack of effectiveness, lack of accountability, this conflict of interest between the functions that what the review finds. A key thing that the government's now proposing, this is what they're going to do, is they're going to bring in a new statutory director of land transport. That's going to be like a road regulation czar who's going to look after all the regulation function that was so badly let down, Catherine. So that's going to be a whole new position. And he says, Phil Twyford says, that's going to lead to greater accountability. There is some money in here. They're talking about $45 million extra for the regulatory function. And you're talking about like key things like more engineers at NZTA who can go out and audit the truck engineers to make sure that they are checking those truck trailers that you drive behind on the motorway to make sure that they're not cracked. So you're talking about very specific things on the ground. So that's $45 million for that and 100 new people for NZTA itself. I must say, from what I'm hearing at NZTA, morale is low. They have high attrition. They are really struggling to recruit anyway. And the reviews say that they are under budgetary pressure. So this is another case of the government facing some pretty big bills to bring in tighter regulation of what has been a very loosely and slackly regulated sector.
It has been a really troubled agency. You point out that these weaknesses are identified as going back years, if not a decade or more. But this past couple of years has been extremely troubled for the transport agency. I think it lost a chief executive, didn't it? It's lost a chairman. It's got an interim chief executive at the moment, although he may well be confirmed in his position. But there's been a real spotlight on this organisation. Do we think this review sheds much light on why or offers the probable answers over time?
I would have to go through it with finer tooth comb than what I've had the chance to do in the last 20 minutes or so before the minister.
I'm not expecting, Phil, that he's gone near the issue, near the issue of the transport agency's current woes, of which he's, you know, the minister of. But from your experience in reporting, do you suspect there is some kind of link between morale in that agency and perhaps leadership in that agency in recent times and some of what you've just been reading?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's clear that when Fergus Gammey was brought in 2016 as chief executive, he was more focused on building roads, but he was also very focused on technological solutions, and this did come at the expense of actual road safety regulation. So we had a lot of money that was spent on imagined high-tech solutions, some of which I'm investigating and don't seem to have worked out. So there was a lack of focus. The review, how much that goes into that, I don't know. I did ask Minister Twyford whether, with the road tolls being rising during this period, of course, Catherine, whether, in fact, the NZTA and the Ministry have blood on their hands. He did not say that they did, but he certainly said that there has been a massive blowout in the road toll and that this is about addressing that. So it's very high stakes here. He also said that the previous ministers of transport have focused on building roads at the expense of people's safety. So that was really hard-hitting. And he was asked in the press conference just now whether he's sheeting that home to Simon Bridges. He did say he's not taking it down to just one person. But they're going pretty hard out on that. In terms of the agency itself with that morale, Sir Brian Roche, who's the new chair of the board, he was at the press conference, still there. He's saying that they are in better heart. He admits that they have quite high attrition. He says morale is better. He says that this is a starting point for greater accountability for a new operating model. They're going to have a strategy now for regulation. Catherine, you may not believe this, but they have not had a strategy for regulating road safety at the NZTA for a decade. But that's what this has found, and that is what they're going to address here. So Sir Brian Roche is saying that they're going to do that. Peter Mursey of the Ministry, he's also been at the press conference. He came in relatively late, 2017, I believe, and he said he found that the monitoring of NZTA by the Ministry wasn't up to it, and that he's been improving that since, and it is the case that the review finds that that is happening now, that that is better.
Phil, thanks very much for your time and for your reporting. Phil Pennington, RNZ reporter, who has broken the stories, really, that snowballed into this inquiry and now have resulted in the announcements this morning. A government review found years of ineffective monitoring at the Transport Agency led to road safety regulation failings and has proposed a raft of recommendations that the government will fulfil, including another $45 million going into the agency, 100 new staff into its road policing functions, and, as Phil's just told us, a strategy for road safety.